Christianity is not a life of struggle. That is why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
There will be more of answering questions. Hallelujah. Did I answer both questions yesterday? I think I had two questions. I answered both of them, right? Okay. As I sat here, I just sense so strong that the Holy Spirit wants us to do this kind of thing so much for young people. And I said to myself that next year, I'm going to make it very big. Hallelujah to Jesus. We'll take it even to campuses. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. So, BSU Union Greek is what we call Valentine's Special. One day. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because they are the people that fall in love more. So we'll be extending it there. Amen. Alright. While they were doing the drama, I said one thing to myself. I said, men of God, I've suffered. I was hearing Prophet would not attend my wedding. I don't know whether they are trying. People should not be making it look like I have weddings I will not attend. That's number one. Because if I'm invited, I'll try to attend. Amen? If I cannot, then I can't. Alright? And finally, I now heard the person that said, I'm going back to Prophet. I said, hey, we have suffered. And I think I made it where the person was not listening. And I think some people may now say in their hearts, are we God? No, we are not. Hallelujah to Jesus. We can never be God. We can never take the place of God. Is that okay? That one is established. Then secondly, open your Bibles to Ephesians 4 from verse 11. I'm sure many of you are quite familiar with that part of scriptures. No movement. And he himself gave some to be what? Can we read together? One, two, go. Why did he do this next part of scripture? Let's read this part in the NLT's rendition. NLT. One. NLT, okay. One, two, three. Alright, so what is their responsibility? They are supposed to equip God's people with the responsibility of doing His work. And there were some sort of pseudocodes to how we should equip people. In 2 Timothy, is it 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy 3:16? Because we equip by the word, isn't it? Ephesians 5:26 speaks about the washing as by the word. Are we together? So it says, all scripture are given by inspiration of God. Let me see it in the NLT. They are given by inspiration. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are what? Wrong, and teaches us to do what is what? Right. Alright. But let's see the way it was written in the native NKJV. Give me the native, that is the KJV edition. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable. That means the Bible, the Word of God, is profitable for first doctrine. So this is what we use to equip, right? And if we're equipping, these are the pseudocodes. Doctrine, we give doctrine. All right? More like parameters. Are we together? And so the next point is reproof. Because if doctrines are established, some people may want to go outside of doctrine. They may want to live their lives outside doctrine. So what do we do next? Reproof. We also correct. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we are not trying to be the Lord of your life. We are actually trying to guide you and build you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And sometimes it's embarrassing. You know, when I heard Saul's story, I just said this is prophetic. I didn't plan to start from here, but in my heart I was like, this is prophetic. While I'm growing up, one of the things I hated is embarrassment. I hated embarrassment to the point in the whole barrack, I finished the whole barrack, I did not tell any lady I like you. Because I was scared of somebody telling me I don't like you. That's how much I hated embarrassment. Till I left the barrack. Are we together? I hate embarrassment to a point that when I see crowd of boys, I'll go and follow a very long distance. Even if it means spending my last money, I'll follow them so that they will not yab me on the road. That's how much I hated embarrassment. Now, it is this kind of person that God wants to come and make pastor. Because as a pastor, you certainly must eat embarrassment. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? You must eat it. That's what makes you even strong as a pastor. You don't have an identity of yourself. So sometimes you feel embarrassed, but you still have to reach out for people. You still have to pray for people. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. That's what makes you a pastor. And not just a pastor, a spiritual leader or a matured Christian. Imagine there are no matured Christians on the earth. Would the earth be full of peace? This scripture every time is at the center of my heart. Live peaceably with what? All men. As long as it is within your power. Many, if there are some of us who are not peacemakers, this world will be in crisis. And the Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? Not the ones that want arguments. It takes maturity to go beyond arguing to, I want peace, you want. I don't know that people get what I'm trying to say. To go beyond exchanging words to keeping quiet, it takes maturity. Like you went back home knowing your answer is the right answer, yet you did not argue because you want peace. It takes maturity. Because there are some who knows that their answer is the right answer, but they will fight to make sure that their answer stands. It's not because you don't have the right answer. The reason why you are still fighting, even though the person doesn't want to listen to you, is not because of anything, but because you are not mature. One of the most difficult things to do in this world is to pastor people. It's a very difficult job. Because you are telling them something, they are looking from, like they are seeing it in the west, where again in the east. They are wondering, is this really necessary? You know, I had to call somebody today. I said, why were you not in the relationship summit? I said, I had some, not to shade him. I said, you have to come. Is it not you that needed relationship advisor? Come to church. Meetings like this are for you. While I'm standing here, they are telling me there's somebody else that's not in church. The person is in the shop. You can't imagine. For a relationship summit. Tomorrow, if your life is anyhow, you'll be blaming God. Well, you need to come and learn wisdom on relationship. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's not like it's something that happens every day. It's not something that happens every day. It happens once in a while. Are we together? So will you lose all your customers in one day? Now, we are not teaching you to be indisciplined, not hardworking with your works. No. But a few times, you see, if you want to follow the world system, if you want to put hustling in the front, you would definitely forget God. I'm not saying you should not hustle as an individual. But if money is at the center of your heart, you will not be able to serve God. Because even Sunday, there are customers. Are there no customers on Sundays? If you want to follow that, who will come to church on Sunday? I'll never forget the time my car stopped at Akwanga. I'll never forget. And we were outside trying to fix it on a Sunday morning. And we needed a part of the car. The mechanic said, there's only one man that can give me that part of the car. But the man is in his service. I said, okay, could you send him an SMS so that blah, 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 blah. If he can send somebody. He said, sir, we all know the man. I said, what was it that you know about the man? He does not reply anybody when he's in church. He will warn you that you should never call him when he is in church on a Sunday morning. Even if you want to buy something of 5 million, he will not reply you. I said, what is standard? No wonder we are waiting for him to come back from service so that we'll buy one thing that everybody has. Everybody has, but they say it's only his own that he trusts. And I say, is it not the same product? They say, yes. It's not the same name? They say, yes. But somehow his own is better. Why is it better? They cannot explain. It's the hand of God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So we had to wait for that man to come back. I always give the illustration of Peter. Peter was fishing and Jesus needed his boat for a while, isn't it? They were toiling morning till night. Jesus was done preaching and Jesus said, cast your... You know, look at it. Think about Jesus. Think about Jesus. You know, Jesus is the manifestation of God. Are we here? He is the manifestation of God. See how he sees things. You can picture the character of God through the life of Jesus. That God thinks like this, that if he uses your stuff, your time, he will reward you for that time he used. Because after Jesus was done, Peter did not ask him for any help. He said, cast your net. Jesus thought it wise that he should pay him for his time. I don't know that you people get what I'm trying to say. This is how God thinks. Peter, you know, say, Master, I've not cast. In fact, Peter doubted God. He doubted Jesus. He said, no, I did not do this thing for anything. Oh, we have been telling money. No, you can just go. He said, no, cast your net. Because while I was using your time, your boat, your resources, your everything, other people were fishing. It didn't matter to Peter because they were not catching too. I hear people get what I'm trying to say. But Jesus was like, no, that's not my culture. When I use your time, I pay you for your time. He said, cast your net. He doubted. Not at the middle of the river. More like at the shore. And when he casted the net, he had a net breaking, boat sinking harvest. You see that? How will Peter ever catch that kind of fish? How on earth? If he had toiled from morning to evening, he didn't catch. Will he catch that evening? That kind of harvest Peter had. Listen, I like what Dr. B says. It changed the economy of the whole city in one day. The harvest Peter had changed the economy of that city, or call it the village. Because there were now so much fish. I believe other villages were coming to buy from their village because one man caught so much from one river that the whole city were fishing from and could not catch. How did God do it? You see that? He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, believe him and his righteousness. He said, every word that the Gentiles are seeking will be what? Added unto you. He will add it like he added it to Peter. You will not be the one. You know, you just have to follow the instruction. And I tell you the truth, Peter did not do anything unique. He just casted his net. To show you Peter was not prepared. The net was almost tearing. He had to call his friends. He didn't expect to catch that kind of harvest. You know what I'm trying to say? You give God your time, you go back, do the same thing, not something different. Say, cast your net. That's what Jesus said. The same thing that you neglected and gave God your time, your 2 hours, your 3 hours, you go and do exactly the same thing and you'll be so shocked at the harvest. Is it that I did something different? No, you obeyed the Lord. Jesus said the children of this world are in their ways wiser than Christians. They are wiser than Christians. If they want to cheat and rob, they will do the manipulation to step up. But Christians will be neglecting their principles. In fact, you find Christians now collecting bribe. You have your own principles God has given you. You will not follow it with passion. You'll be admiring the prosperity of the wicked that Jesus told you not to admire. You know how people fall a victim to the devil, a prey to the devil? The first step is to admire the prosperity of the wicked. You look at somebody who you know obviously is not doing the right thing, and you're admiring his Benz, admiring her hair, admiring her iPhone. You have started sowing the wrong seeds in your heart. Now you don't have rest. Are you listening to me? Are you here tonight? So wake up. Are we together? The woman sang a song. He said, I've made you too small in my eyes. I believe a lot of people have made God too small. The way they act, the way they live their life, they made him too small. They've cheapened God. You know, I always tell people, I say, when I read the scripture, I get scared sometimes when I see the way God acts. Take a look at Jonah. God sent him to a city. Huh? He did not go. They forced him to go. In fact, he was turning back to go back home. He had a problem with why will you send me to sinners? In fact, his pain was this: God should deal with them. If he gets there, God will change his mind. So he got offended and was going back home. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. And while he was going back, what happened? He told them at the end, when there was a small problem, he said, I'm the one that is causing God is timing me in this. I know it's me that God is timing this vote. Just throw me out if you want peace. And they threw him out. Then the first submarine idea for the submarine happened in the belly of a fish for 3 days. He came out strong. God said, yeah, God, will you preach or not? He went and preached. That's the same God that is sending you to go and preach the gospel. Now you are choosing time to do it. The same God. I used to have a friend those days. You say, when God used to be wicked, people were not trying him. God was never wicked. At that time, angels stood in the stead of God. And angels know that there is no way God will give an instruction and anybody will disobey. So anybody that disobeyed in the Old Testament, angels knew the consequences. Deal with him. But these days, God has put us in charge. He has set us over the works of his hands. Are we together? And if you are not careful, you will mishandle that authority. But that's not why we came here. If you observe now, you are not feeling the relationship by yourself. Are you here tonight? I was actually traveling to the point why people sometimes have to vet with their pastors. Not because we are God. Are you listening? But am I your pastor? Will God, if God can equip you through me, if God can perfect you into the faith through me, why will God not instruct you? Alright, through me, because the sudoku for the perfecting and the equipping is that we can, through the word, give you doctrine, through the word, give you what? Reprove you, sorry, through the word what? Correct you, through the word, instruct you. And if you look at the tale, instruct you in righteousness, if you look at verse 17, it is still the same goal with Ephesians 4 and 12 to 13. Look at verse 17. Is it verse 17 here? Very fast. It said, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto what? All good works. Now go back to Ephesians 4, 12 and see what it says. NKJV. Is it for the equipping of? I wonder what perfecting of the same. What rendition is that? Is it the old KJV? Let's try that. Alright. For the perfecting, you see that? So you see, the end product there here is the same, isn't it? What happens that the scent is what? Perfected. So we use the word of God to fulfill what God has said about the fivefold ministry, pastors, apostles, and etc. We, through the word of God, get saints perfected so that they are equipped for God's work, isn't it? So they are defined of the body of Christ. You see that? Hallelujah to Jesus. So what are the things we do with the word? Doctrine, reproofs, instructions, correction in righteousness. Correction, sorry, then instructions in righteousness. So you can be getting perfected in the Lord. Take for instance, this man is getting perfected in the Lord, he's getting equipped in the Lord. And while we are trying to build him for the work of God, to be an effective Christian and affect lives, he's about to make a decision that will alter his destiny. The dream of becoming a man God can use. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Don't you think God will, through the person he's using to equip him, speak to him that he's making a mistake, some sort of? Do people marry wrongly? Answer, church, do people marry wrongly? So, you think if you are making such a decision and you cannot see it, God cannot use somebody who he uses to equip you, to instruct you in righteousness, so that you don't make that mistake. And so that finally you are somebody he can use for his work. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. Because if you marry a bad man or a bad woman, bad husband or bad wife, will the Spirit be able to flow through you? Not that the Holy Ghost will be outside you, but you will not yield to the Holy Spirit because of the problems in your life. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? I heard a story of a wonderful woman of God. I think it was a friend of mine that was saying that he heard it from Dr. Paul Inetje. Because we're talking about relationship. He said the woman used to lead people like Dr. Paul Elletra and Josh way back. I heard the story. I'm not sure of the genuity of the story. But he sounded like it was real life. He said she would lead them to the top of the hostel where cultists were. And they would go and be preaching to cultists. And even though the cultists would threaten them with guns, when they run away, the woman would stand there that he had witnessed when they shot the woman and the bullet did not enter. True life story. And when they shot, they ran away. The woman stood there. Because they felt like their strength was not enough. Now, years later when they graduated, all of them, they came back looking for that woman, trying to trace the woman, till they found the woman in what typical village, packing firewood to cook. Which is not a bad thing, right? But she was not fulfilling because they expected the woman should be a big woman of God somewhere. And when the woman saw that, she started crying. And she sat them down and gave them the story. She married one man. And through that one man, everything was what? Altered. Can you imagine? Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. Anybody can make a mistake when it comes to marriage, though, if you are not listening to the Holy Spirit. If you are not humble. The Ketun Kumar, all of us are shouting. How many of you have heard of Ketun Kumar? You know Ketun Kumar made a mistake in marriage? She went for looks. Somebody asked a question about looks yesterday. Ketun Kumar went for looks. She said it in her story. You know, he was a fine looking gentleman. And she liked what she saw. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the problem was that after a while, when she discovered that the man was married and he came to marry her as a second wife, no, she didn't see the first wife. He just left his children and wife and came and married her. When she found that instead of leaving him, she was enjoying the company, she said, no, this one is my own. She refused to leave him. True life story. Until one day the Holy Ghost hit her in the morning, early in the morning, while she was praying. I started crying and left the man, told him to go back to his wife. And left the city, left her ministry, left everything, went to a distant city. And she started ministry afresh. I told my friend, I believe that was the beginning of the metamorphosis of Ketun Kumar. It was out of that frustration we had Ketun Kumar. Are you going to get on saying? Thank God the thing did not fully destroy her. Destroy her. You know, there are some stories we are here at the end, but we don't break that in the picture because I know we're very sure of spirits. So you have to be very careful. You know what it means to really get married? You leave your father and mother. You know how mothers are glued to their children. Imagine one day your son looks at you and says, Mommy, bye-bye. I found my love now. She's the number one woman in my life right now. I mean, this woman that cleaned the ground to pay your school fees and did everything. She knows you are saying the truth, but is this truth still hurts? It's feeling like, it's my boy that I suffered for. I had CS for. I did this for. It's carrying one girl, carrying. Then the girl don't have respect. She does not greet your mother. With the pain she went to raise her children, then she desires a lady that will come into the house. Mom,
How do you know? Really?
Your mom is sweeping. She enters the house. Mom, sit down your back. You don't sweep well.
Really?
And you as a young man will be like, the beauty is beauty. It's beautiful. She's beautiful. Ah, this beauty is killing me. I cannot help it. Really? Your mom will carry Holy Ghost fire. She will consult Holy Ghost fire and blood of Jesus and have a meeting with them and make sure that lady go by fire. She will pray like it was Satan that is coming to marry her son. Because if you imagine yourself in her shoes now, will you be excited? And a young man that has sense, most young men, their prayer and their dream is to marry a woman that can be friends with their mom. Young men, am I saying the truth? Most young men, that's their prayer. You see how they are responding? Most young men, their prayer is that God should give them a woman that can be friends with their mom. Not a foolish woman. Who wants war? You know, one of my boys said, got married, and he messaged me that he was not happy with his mom. True life story. That the mom did not behave well during the wedding reception and this, that. Mentioned a lot of complaints. And he said he wants to go and confront her. I laughed on the phone. Ha ha ha! He wanted to go and confront the mom because the mom never actually liked the lady. So he wants to go and tell the mom his mind. He wants to man up. And I shouted, ha 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 ha! Beginning of problem. I said, you and your wife cannot fight against, you can't win against your mom. Your soul is in your mom's heart. Your heart is and your mom's heart are one. Even if you are fighting your mom, at a point it will look like you are fighting yourself. I said, try it and see. But one day you will stand up. That your mom you thought you fight. You will stand up with your wife and say, you are the reason I don't talk to my mom, stupid woman. I'm telling you the truth. As a good and wise woman, never allow your husband to have problem with his mom. Never. Because of you. He says, sir, so what should I do? I say, what do you think your mom needs right now? Sister, they don't have light in their area right now, blah 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 blah, and they've been poor. I say, buy 1 gallon of fuel. Sister, that I say, yeah, make that sacrifice. Buy it. Go and visit your mom. Let your wife that they offended now, that she's feeling bad, let her go and kneel down and greet your mom with the pain in her heart. Let her not show that the pain is paining her. She should go and, hey, mommy, thank you for everything. She should pretend. He said when he took the fuel and kept at the front and they saw it, the mother rushed and hugged him. She did not know why she hugged the daughter, the girl. She just knew that this one will not take my son. She said she thought that this girl will come and separate her from her son. But she has seen that this lady is a blessing to her family. Husband did not call mother. It's the wife that is the cause. Husband did not pick call. It's the wife. Have you noticed that? Husband is not smiling to the mother. It's the wife that have told him something. And I was discussing with Mama T one time. I said, a lot of women don't know how to behave like mothers. They don't have motherly heart. They are just slave queens. No motherly heart. And that's why they will have problems when they get married. They think that they are in a compound now. Marriage is a compound. That compound they used to fight. You know, better for you, George. Esther, you're mad. It's not like that. You are married right now. You must endure things. Are you listening to me? Now you have married the whole family. You did not only marry the man who, say God forbid, now let the man marry you. You have married the whole family. You are now, if it's a firstborn, you are even in a bigger trouble. Even if you are last born, you have to put on your motherly regalia. It's a because call now for you. The man's junior sisters, the man's elder
sisters,
are you putting
see
them?
You as their mother. You are now a mommy. Imagine a mommy behaving like a slave queen. How many people? And this month you are better your husband Rose. Honey, I don't like you, your junior brother is aiming. Say I allow the goal. I don't like it. Go and talk to you. You think the man will listen to you? He will stop looking at you. Honey, I don't like. Why would plenty family just come into the house like this? 5 of them just came. They did not go inform me. Now the soup I have in the pot. I have to. All will go. I have to start new one. He will start new one. Is that clear? You have to start new one. There's no two ways about it. C'est alors à tes pères, toi. Il y a un tas, toi. Il s'est marié avec des tas, ça marié, puis. Et il y a un tas.
Il y a des bouts, moi, dans les icônes, qui font les ah ah, ça doit être des mecs. Les mecs.
Coucou, my dear. You know, quel problème? You have a blesso. That's immediately you want to get married. When you are getting ready for marriage, your mother will start calling you and be giving you extra instruction. Let's say it's that donor is coming to visit you. You told your mom, my one of my friends told the kid, you will be very donor. That donor test up your house. Your mother sees that he's a responsible man. But don't check the guy out there. He wore suits. He looks copy. Wow. Responsible man. You will pull a ticket. So they carry water like that. They carry tray. Put the water. Put cup. Don't serve a man like that. Say if you do like this, go by. Bobby, it's not my own side. Go by. My friend, shut up. You see them clearly. You watch COVID, you look at the black, salty, bag of potters. They won't fall down. They go, Bobby, that's it. Is in the dead. My clean.
We're not rich. Sorry, I must.
You are much worse, but feel like this. Why is she doing this? She will get stuck there. You are just coupled up. Don't really care. She goes how to. This is what has sustained her marriage. Are you picking what I'm trying to say? She knows what they call love. It's not, I love you. I love you. Oh, you are telling me, okay, man, I love you, I love you. It's like point one thought, bro. Movie. And the thing is, it's not money. Oh, you say, Deborah, come here. Then you call it, man. I say, come here. Did I fight you? Don't say, come here. You say, please come here. Eh? Deborah, come here. Please, that's not how you call me. I will not take this. Courier status. Courier status. When she's coming from the double palace, Deborah is dead. Dead there. Debs. Her younger brother says, is dead there. But she wants her husband to live peace, Deborah. Okay. Is it nice for the husband to go peace? Yes. But if I so put it, is it necessary for Corey to have? No. Ladies, are you listening to me? I'm speaking by the speed. Courts. Oh boy, don't look for totem was necessary. I know there's this saying that say women are more emotional. It don't tell me that it should be umu because you are more emotional. You have the word of God. Are you listening to me? You can contain your emotions. Understand this? I don't believe God made it more emotional so that you'd be falling in love with every man or fighting with every man and things like that. Oh, the emotion should be for kingdom tactics. I mean, there are things you can do in the kingdom that there are the emotionality, so much of it, the puppy call. A person in a very good place, you say, I love you, you're teaching about it. That means you take more than 20 days in that. That's not the use of that emotional side of it. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Study your Bible and see how women were used by God. That's how it should be used. You want to find the right person, serve God properly, plug into God. Pursue God so much, 1 Corinthians 7. Say, let the virgin or the almighty pursue her big God and her business. It didn't say just her business, it said God and her what? Some ladies don't know why they've not discovered husbands. I tell you the truth. They are pursuing business, not God. A man destined to marry you, see you only sewing clothes, you think you want it? If God has destined him and told him to what you do in life, he knows he's a businessman, though. But he knows that beyond just this money side, there's a core thing I'm supposed to. But he comes to this woman, and he sees that the only thing she's doing is sewing clothes. No appetite for souls. No appetite for anything, kiddo. You think you come for it? You are not on fire, nothing! Let me tell you one hard thing. One hard put. Even as pastors, we will never allow a Christian of fire. Huh? Settle down for a Christian means not of fire. We'll never allow that. I see a young man with prospect who can serve the Lord, that shake the world for Jesus, and I see he's picking somebody that does not have regards for the things of God, I will definitely go and pray about it. But if never to work, firstly, in our corner to my husband, that says, Tinder, I take. Why? Because he's, tomorrow when you look at that young man, all that fire will die. Are you getting what I'm saying? A young man on fire is going for a woman that all about her is weeks. All she wants is iPhone 17 and weeks. And this young man is puzzling. He's working so hard. You will see that 350 now, instead of saving his 350, I'm doing some kind of investment now. He will use it to buy weed. He has carried 1 month salary by week. Save 2 months salary to buy iPhone. Now the guy does not have focus anymore. She does not have passion for the things of God. She does not like to pray. God has called you to become a revivalist. Your wife does not know how to pray. When you say, let's pray, she never comes for prayer meetings. You are not saying, Pastor, allow him, he will change that. No, he will change the role. Anytime it's prayer meeting, that sister will not come to church.
I said, brother, sister, so who is God giving you to say that is simple? Well,
it's not possible. Not because she is not a member of this church. Because we know that at that point, God cannot talk like that. They are not what? Upper. Are you able to get on and explain to you? Is this not just practical? Let's be realistic. It's not practical. It is. And I feel like I was saying, many ladies don't see who to marry because is it church brothers are not seeing us? Why will we see you that don't have kinship for the gate of God? That the only time that you have business to go is on Sunday morning. And sometimes you are taking your time because serving is getting too long. You expect somebody on fire to look at your direction. The Holy Ghost will never give that brother to you. Never. Somebody that means business with God. I ask the question because I have never seen her praying outside church like basketball court or anywhere. It was in theirs. And they were not so sure. One of them answered, Pastor Bo, could you say Pastor Bo? I remember Pastor Bo said, I should say basketball court. She used to pray very well. I said, that lady used to pray very well. I said, he said, today is what? Today is so day. She will be praying today. One of them said so. Said, sir, if you are doubting us, let's go. It really put for me to cut for this somebody. He said, let's go and see her. So I said, let's go. We sat down at that Union Park. And we were waiting for her to come. Then I pointed, said, sir, see her there, she's already praying. And I saw her there, she's always praying like that. They would say, now she's pulling her neck like this. I said, is that the girl? I started smiling. Now I've seen my missing rib. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I did not smile when I saw her in the visual. I smiled when I saw her doing her head like this in basketball court. See, I said, that's my wife. I was scared. In my heart, I was like, probably I just saw it be. I've not seen right. Because I don't know how to be. I've never put on that cloak. I teach them the word, but I've never put on that cloak. Didn't know whether she prays, Monsieur Christ said, or not. And when I received the report that she knows what she's doing, she's focused and the rest, I was really perplexed. And of course, I came and I'm seeing the result. She's a very focused and disciplined woman. When you talk about discipline, destiny conscious. Oh, I give that to my wife every time. She's very focused. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes. Some people are feeling jealous. They don't want to clap for me. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm not saying fictions. My wife is running a master's. She's pushing. She's working virtually. And yes, she cooks for me every time I need to eat. I've never come out and say, I will scatter this house with her. No. I've finished eating by 10 p.m. I need to eat rice. I'll not hear, Pastor Simon, this cannot happen. Mm-mm. You just hear, put rice on the fire. You can hear the disappointment small, but we have to go. Put rice. Pastor Simon wants to eat rice. I'm not here. I will not take this in this house. What rubbish. And I'm a very funny person. Sometimes I used to pity my wife.
She has done her best food. I'll look at it like this. I said, I can't eat this. This soup is not in my heart today. I will just test it at least. Pastor Simon, what is this? What? Do another soup. Do this. Do that. And she's moving with the speed of light. Now, she's not a dull lady. She has first class. She was the best graduate student that is cooking for me. I want you to think about that in case you have a third class and are proud. I want to use this to humble you. She is not just a first class student, she is the best graduate student in her set that cooks for me even by 11 p.m. I've never said come, and she said, I'm not coming. Me? Where? She knows the world will end that day. We know the world will end. It has never happened. Very disciplined. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know me, I don't hide. If she was not doing it, I would not even enter that topic. I'd just be avoiding the topic. I don't know how to pretend though. Are you listening to me tonight? I'm bored. And you're talking about ministry, you can all see ministry here. She had to tell me she wants to resume church. I didn't tell her to resume church when she resumed church. She told me she wants to resume church. She said, I'm tired of sitting at home, Pastor Simon. I don't want to be fooling online again. I'm going to be coming for Tuesday service. She even said she wants to be coming for Saturday meetings. When the baby was crying one day, I said, you will not come for now. Go and sit with the baby. Even me, the fire for ministry, they tire me. It's me that started this thing. It's me now that's getting tired. Pastor Simon, you have not written now, though. I will write. I am the visionary of the ministry. Pastor Samuel, you have not done this, so I'm telling you the truth. Now, the podcast, if I start it, no, it's my wife. Every day, there's a preaching for podcast. Pastor Samuel, when are you starting this podcast? You promised the church that you start the podcast. Pastor Samuel, I say it's me that promised. Pastor Samuel, I know you will not start this podcast. Start it now. Keep to your word. That's what we call helpmate. Imagine I'm having issue in my house. Before I come to preach, I'll just come and say John 3:16. For God so loved you, loved you. Walk out from this church, everybody. You hear me preaching on relationship? You see, marriage is not by force. Listen, men of God, don't allow any man. Some of us have made mistake in marriage and our wife has sitting there. As you are listening, follow what I'm telling you. You know, some spiritual men don't celebrate. Some spiritual men don't celebrate Valentine. They say, no, we are my val every day. I can't choose a day. Yeah, talk. All those stupid momoto. Celebrate your. I've heard some spiritual people post and say, I don't celebrate Valentine because my wife is my val every day. We may suffer from all these apostles and prophets. I tell you the truth. We don't marry for love. We marry for kingdom. And your wife is looking at you. You know, one time I heard an apostle say, when God told me to marry, I refused. If you see the woman I wanted to marry, she was spectacular. She was deep. But I chose my wife because I don't marry for love. I marry for kingdom. In my heart, I say, hey, I pity that woman. So he saw whatever and his wife is whatsoever. You don't talk like that. And you see the women just sit there like they were just opportune to meet this angel that married them. That's rubbish. You must make your wife feel important. Are you listening to me? I can never hype any woman more than my wife. It's not possible. No matter how you find, I will still say you are not fine. If my wife is there. Matisse only that is fine, yeah? What of that lady? She's not fine. Because I'm there. Because you are there. But maybe I'm pastor. Say, you look beautiful, bless you. And I've gone my own thing. So he says, no, we're up pastors. There's no matter. No, you can tell all the girls that they are, hey, honey, you look so beautiful. Hey, darling, you look beautiful. Which name is your wife now?
Which name is your wife? My sweetheart, you look so wonderful today. My darling, you look so... You know, there's some pastors that do like that.
Instead of saying you look beautiful, say, my darling.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you? It's been a while, I did not see you in church.
That grace is not available for anybody. Then one day I saw one of my boy calling the lady sweetheart. I said, where did the grace flow from?
She's a small, small children. They look at the lady. See my daughter. My sweetheart, how are you?
Your daughter.
You are in a church. Let's take for instance, you attend Living Faith. You have a daughter in Living Faith. Misplaced priority. Your only papa is the set man of the ministry. Even your pastor in the branch is not your spiritual father. It is your set man that is your spiritual father. Your pastor in the branch is your pastor of that branch, more like a mentor. But you see a young boy who is attending the church, say he has a spiritual daughter in Living Faith. I see Christians doing that rubbish. So I have two daughters in this church and I'm working on them. You have two daughters.
You know, one time one of my boys told me one girl wanted him to father her. I said, send the picture. He sent the picture. I said, how old is this girl? He said, sir, she's seen me in some months.
I looked at the girl very well.
I said, that's not your spiritual daughter. She should be your spiritual mother.
Because the way she's thinking, I'm not saying because she's more mature. The way she's thinking, that lady have dated big men before she's coming. I said, you don't have that grace. You are too small. Focus on your growth.
One of my boys years ago, a lady he was pastoring, the lady now came for counseling in his house. I didn't know how foolish he was. And she was gisting him. She wanted counseling on something that happened with her. How she had sex with her ex. So she was describing it bit by bit. So he now pushed me on the bed, then he now pushed me, then he was listening. He called me later and said, sir, it was the grace of God that made that counseling. You would have been counseling me right now.
I said, that lady was only being manipulative to you.
Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Sometimes if you are not careful, you fall a victim in that kind of situation. Just like brothers in church, a lady likes you, if you observe, she'll start giving you dreams to interpret. If a lady likes you now, you see I'm preaching now, and there's a spirit of utterance to understand. They will never understand me. After church, they'll say, please, can you explain that thought team prophet was saying? Is your explanation that will make sense to them? Then you say one rubbish, you'll say, wow, Kai, no, this blessed me. Word. You'll not be thinking like you have arrived, bishop. They are telling you what. Say, wow. You understand? Yes. Ah. Hey, this thing is just that we are not inside. Even though this preaching thing. Hello, God just their prophet and let it walk now. We just are being humble. I tell you, if you have a church, I will follow you and leave prophet.
In one of my boys years ago, I saw his shirt. It was chatting with a dear lady in church. And when I'm done preaching, he breaks it down for her. Like, I'm so complicated, he breaks it down.
And I promised him that he will not marry the lady. I said, I did not break the relationship. I said, you see this girl, you design her flyer on her wedding day. I think that seems so already.
So young men, avoid those kind of women. Are you listening to me? They are not bad people. Some of them just like you. You see a young man who is dressed like this cover, for instance, you have,
we'll see after church. Let me not disgrace you. Climb up. Let them look at you. See, focus, young man. Isn't it? You see this suit? This suit is suiting. Isn't it? He loves the Lord. Isn't it? He's anointed. What class of degree do you have right now? Huh? What class? What is your... I know now. Where are you now? Your class. What do you have? What's your last resort?
That's 2-1. Okay, it's 2-1. It has not yet hit the first class first. I think we have a few first class in this church, right? Over 5, 6, 7 of them. Now, he's in 2-1. He loves the Lord. He can dress. And one day we'll give him mic to lead prayer. And you see, says, Shirokoto siakaba, rekerokosa, rabasukere, para, and the anointing feels everywhere. Like this sense has sense. It has started aligning. That's his tongues, right? Oh my God, you see. Before you know, listen carefully. A lady will message him and say, your prayer today blessed me more than the sermon. The next thing is, please, can you mentor me, sir? Says, please, mentor me. The next thing you start telling, say, yes, sir. So, how are you doing? I'm fine, sir. Where are you? Sir, I'm around college, sir. Can I see you in 5 minutes? Yes, sir. Sir, what would you want to take? Coke and meat pie. Yes, sir. As she comes to sense, they begin to talk. Sense is mentoring. Before you know, she will visit the next time with a cooler of rice and fried fish with carrots by the side, jollof rice, moderate pepper with zobo by the side. And she will visit, says, I thought to bring this, my mentor. You didn't need to do this, but God bless you. Because he has to collect it. Hungry, wanted to kill him that day during lecture. He collects. Sit somewhere, he eats it, he enjoys. Hey! He will now ask himself, is this how mentoring is? Father, I thank you for making me somebody else's mentor. The next thing, she has a dream. Sir, I had a dream. I saw cats pursuing me. I saw this and I saw... And you appeared, sir. When you appeared, sir, you just did your hand like this and all the cats went dried. Cats, sir, I honor the grace of God upon your life. Sense is going small. Now, Donald will say, sense, where? What is happening? Donald, you can't talk to me like that. There are graces and graces. We have grown, oh, men have grown. Men have grown, Donut. Have you ever appeared in somebody's dream and cats dried up? Like you appeared, I'm now in the cloud of witnesses, even though I'm alive. Listen, it's seeming like a joke. This is how some young boys get foolish. I mean no disrespect. Don't joke with church girls. Don't joke. I'm not saying we have them here. I know you people are not here. But you see, this church gets something. You'll be so shocked. Oh. Church gets too, they used to fall in love. Oh. And they can be manipulative. A woman can prophetically bring you into marriage. Don't joke with them. She'll design your life in a way you fall in love. You think you fell in love. She created the whole thing. It was a movie. You acted her script. Ladies, am I lying? Okay, you don't want to be sincere now. She know what to tell you. She know how to talk to you. She know when to communicate to you. The response, like, just like Newton's third law of motion. For every action, there's a word. They know how to talk to you. Before you know, you will dream and say your dream. Now, your birthday, she buys your best. She buys you perfume. That's what some young men went to. They buy them gifts. And you don't know, Satan is so manipulative. He will steer that innocent young girl. She thinks she's the one doing that thing. He will steer her up. The lady will just wake up one day. She'll just see you singing. Sarkinsa Ajana, Sarkinsa Lama. Oh my God. Yeah, Paul Neil. Let those hands for Jesus. See the way he talks, Jesus. I'm dying here. You guys, sit down. I'm telling you the truth. Satan will just tear your heart. I want you to pursue this young man till you get him. Push, follow till you get him. So persuasive. You know, I don't know why Sister So-so-and-so just all of a sudden found interest in me. Why? He's a devil. She doesn't even know it. You see, I was serving God and going as GCMI. You see, Satan is happy. One of the things he may use to cause distraction is this love of a thing, butterfly in the belly. You'll be having falling in love with the wrong persons. I'm not saying love is bad. Love is a beautiful thing. But to fall in love with the wrong person is a disaster. Have you seen a lady that is in love with the wrong person before that you are trying to advise? Have you seen where they advise somebody in love before? Let me just put it like that. Your advice will become a problem. You are saying, Esther, no follow this guy. This guy does not mean well for you. She will take your advice and say, ah, Brother Johnson, yesterday, Sister Erenje, she doesn't like you. Guess what she told me? They are jealous of us. She said I should not be listening to you again. I will play the record here. You know, say cut off from her, cut off. She's a bad friend. Now you've lost your good friends because you thought you were in love. That's why they say love is blind. Hallelujah to Jesus. So when you see a young lady just persuasive like that, she loves the young man. A lot of times it may be the devil, it can be the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost can make you love somebody. And sometimes it's the devil. You have to discern properly. What am I doing in this guy's life? The reason why you're loving this person, is it vision oriented? Are you seeing your place in the person's life? Oh, you are just seeing a man that you'll be dancing Indian thing with. Is that what you are seeing? Or you are seeing yourself working together, serving God together, doing life together, doing business together. If you've seen that, beautiful. If you can't picture yourself in his life, you don't see how you can help him. It is Indian film. And it's from the devil. You know, as I said, it's Indian film. I just remember my dear friend who died today in the barracks. We always joke about this, the Indian film talk. His name is Joseph. God bless his soul. Hallelujah to Jesus. I hope you're understanding me tonight. After this service, I hope that some of us will go back home and sing, unto Jesus I surrender. I really hope so. Because marriage is not a joke. When we talk, some people will just be using us to joke. It's not a joke. The family is the smallest unit of what? A community. A society. It starts with the family. Everything starts from the family. Satan is fighting right marriages. I was talking to a young man. He said he will not get married. The marriages has come. Girls has come. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, it is the ones you met that are deceiving you about girls and marriages and etc. And because there are some high profile people that you have put as standard out there. Rihanna and Jay-Z. Is it Rihanna? Sorry. Beyonce and Jay-Z are not the standard for marriage. Why are you using their own to communicate how marriage should be? Why not use Pa Adeboye and Ma Adeboye? Okay, that one is boring to you. There are a lot of marriages you can look out for in the Christendom. Marriages that have survived 50 years, 30 years, 40 years. Have you seen them? Why are you looking at those people as standard? Today, Genevieve have stopped marrying. Tomorrow, Shoma, this person have stopped. You are following Nollywood stars. If they don't break up, oh, Two-Face don't do this one. Two-Face don't. It's not, those people are not your standard. If Two-Face and Annie Fifth separate, hey, I don't believe in love again. They are not the standard. So they sing for you, they fall in love. Two-Face sing for Annie, he don't break her heart. Are you listening to me? One time I was watching comment section, somebody said, oh, this man with bad head, don't follow them all. They are terrible. Why? Because of that man. So now if you see anybody that's seeming to have bad head now, you'll be suspecting them. I laughed when I saw that comment of that lady. There was a time I was reading the comment section. It was a birthday celebration. If you have bad head, I'm not talking to you. It was a birthday celebration of a particular man. There was just a bed in his house, humble beginning, and the woman was celebrating her husband with cake, and the man was crying with the daughter. He was crying. While he was crying, people were just commenting, nice stuff. Wow, so love can exist like this. Blah, blah, blah. Then one lady just came, a lady that has been hurt by so many relationships. She just entered the comment section and said, Sarah is crying like he will not cheat on her. I was just off by her comment. See the beautiful comment, just for me to see Sarah is crying like he will not cheat. I better clean those crocodile tears. Tomorrow you still cheat on her. They've given up on love. But I want you not to give up on love. Love is a beautiful thing. Tell somebody love is a beautiful thing. I'm not talking about emotional mismanagement. And I'm not talking about lust. Some of you are not in love with people. You are in love with chess. You are in love with curves and edges. Let your eye clear. That's not what we're talking about. People are not what you see physically. People are is how they think internally. Focus on the inner, then work on the outer with time. Because the one that is most important is the one inner. Oche may not have got the chest now. It's so slim. But there's a point Oche can get to that if he starts resting more and eating more fried rice and chicken with a lot of Jivitan. You know, do you understand what I'm saying? Oche will just poof up, poof. And all those flesh you dreamt about for a man, you see it. But focus on the inner beauty right now. Don't look down Benjamin because his stomach is too much on the inside. And that his shape is like this for now. Calm down. That's not the end of the world. As he's coding now, he may get a give of over 2.5 million, 5 million, 10 million. And his life will just change. Acrinomy, acrimony, money acrinomy. I decided to look at a preview of that movie. And I said, even the writer of that movie is very wicked. I don't even understand why he has to make it that complicated. But I told my wife, the truth is that if you failed, you failed. She said, I should analyze the movie. I said, okay, take for instance, are you all Christians? Have you been serving God all your life? I imagine one day you wake up and told the Lord through a trial and it's a difficult season of your life. You not tell the Lord, I give up on you. I mean, you have been serving God. You not tell the Lord, I give up on you. I'm tired. Get out. Okay, she was sleeping. Hallelujah. Imagine I say such a thing. You say such a thing, sorry, to the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. What did he say in his word? Do not be weary in well-doing. Meaning when you are weary, you have missed it. I thought, can somebody be born again and finally go to hell? Yes. Is it possible? There are some people that have done nice things that may come and start doing stupid things. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? I said, is it fair? She was just looking at me. I said, was the lady endure, the wife of that man, did she endure? Yes. Did she suffer with the man? Yes. Did she wait to the end? No. The Bible even said that it is those that endure to the end. Christian life is like akri. The work of faith is like akrinomi, money, anyone. You know, one time I saw some of my ladies in the church arguing about akri, money. I had to go and watch the movie. And I said, why are they arguing? The woman came back and said to her two sisters that deceived her to leave her husband. She said, what are you? She gave them a check of $10 million, remember? And gave them the house that they lost. He's not the cause, so why they lost the house? He gave them back the house. He said, I'm sorry, this is your house, the house of your grandma. This is $10 million. She looked at the money. They said, run and cash. In fact, they were interested in cashing the money. Said, run and cash it before he changes his mind. He said, he will not change his mind. He has so much. So what happened to him? He said, he has changed. She now said, I regret listening to you people. She has married another man. She said, I regret listening to you two useless sisters. See the kind of husbands you have. And I went and listened to you. I started laughing when I was watching that part. Meaning she was wrongly advised. Are you all listening to me?
don't analyze the movie here. We are not analyzing anything. Do I see Latifah doing a mad like this and explaining something to Otis? Don't analyze. So don't look down on any man. Are you listening to me? Build with a man. I was talking to my tech guys. I say a civil servant of level 9, 11 will collect around, I don't know if they collect up to 200. Who knows the exact salary of a civil servant level 11? Huh? 180. I say, but my tech guys collect 250, 300, 500 and the rest. Some of them yet. Then a lady will look at them and say they are small boys. The old ones are collecting 180. And they have sense. They have the Holy Ghost. Elihu said, I thought gray hair is supposed to be reciprocal to wisdom. He said, no, but it's a spirit in man. And the inspiration of the Holy Ghost giveth him understanding. Many if you find a man full of the Holy Spirit, yield that to the Holy Spirit. He is better than a man with gray hair, without the Holy Spirit. Again, one last example. Call. How old are you? First one. 20. Which lady is 22 here? 1 month, sorry. Oh, why are you the last month now? Who is 25? Okay, let me use another person. Yeah, you are December. It will be difficult to do this example. Benjamin, come. How old are you? 22. You are sense mate. Okay, 1 month in 22. June. Who is 22 and they give birth to them like July, from July to December? Any lady here? 22? Not 22 in this church. Okay, you are 22. 1 month. June. What day of June? 6th. 20, no, she's senior you. I'm looking for somebody that is at the back of it. Who is 22 in this church? Ladies are not 22 in this church. 22, wave your hands up. What month are you? February. How about you? Huh? April. Why are you at the back like this, young man? You are the back. So your marriage will be hard. Who is 23 for a guy? 23. Any guy? 24. Any guy? Huh? 24, come outside. Be fast, let me end this service. Very, very fast. This big man is only but 24. Come. So you are a Gen Z. No wonder you can be stubborn sometimes. Alright. Start like this. That means he gave birth to him 2000 and something. 2000 and what? No wonder. See your mouth save like 2000 children. You know sometimes when I hear they gave birth to somebody in 2000 and something, I used to be shocked. See how he's tall. 2000 or something. Alright, you are 24, 1 month. 23, 1 month. May. Who is 23 in this church? Which lady is 23? 1 month are you? November. Come here. Good example. Your example enter very well. That's good. Are you able to be careful? After service, don't start calling your husband and wife. His example. So he is 23 May, she is 23 December. November, sorry. Most of the times when we're growing up, you see these two people? If they grew up in the same area, she will never like this guy. You know why she will never like him? When she had entered puberty stage, and all those uncles that have come back from NYC service, you know, that will not have work. And I sit down and say,
What's your name? Eh? Cynthia. Cynthia!
Show.
How are you? Which class are you in right now?
SS2.
SS2? You don't big, oh. Maybe Cynthia of yesterday, if you had waited on. You don't big. You know, so I like you, huh? I don't observe you. This one, instead of him to be looking for a wife at that point, he's Sega that is his problem. He's looking for trusting God to buy PS1. So you see that they don't think at the same level. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When she's thinking marriage, he's thinking PS3. That's the problem we're having in this generation. I tell you, that's why it's difficult for most ladies to marry. Because the young men are not thinking like responsible young men. They are just thinking play, 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 play. Thinking like children. Now, that's why one of my jobs to do in this church is to make sure many young people are thinking like mature people. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Very important. One time I asked somebody, when do you want to marry? He started laughing. It was a joke to him. He was over 25. I said, when do you want to marry? He said, ah, sir, I have never thought about it. You can imagine. At 25, somebody is not thinking about marriage. But a lady at 25 is praying about marriage. Say, God, please, send the right man my way. My mama don't need to disturb me. Ba, 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 ba. That's the truth. So these two now, if his brain is right, he can get married to her. No problem. Even if they are the same age, but his senior how it what? Mort. There was a time we did an analogy here. We brought Oche and we brought Rose, who is currently Pastor Benson's wife. That time she was Sister Rose. And we asked Rose, can you marry somebody like Oche? She arrogantly said, no, sir. We said, why can't you marry Oche? We were shocked in the church. She said, sir, because he plays. He's still young in his mind. It was not long after that time Oche started to go up. She pushed Oche into destiny. He got disappointed. He said he plays, I watch his mindset. His mindset. Then she now chose to marry a pastor. If you tell them about marriage, except for none that we have trained them very well, they don't think marriage. In fact, as a young man, at a point I was asking myself, what am I waiting for? I'm being honest. I was asking myself, I have some cash in my account, so I told myself, what am I waiting for? If I'm waiting to make all the money in the whole world before I marry, then the woman that is waiting for that kind of money is not my wife. My wife should be okay with what I have right now. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I told myself I have to marry. When my mentors were telling me to get married, I was wondering, why are they rushing me? But one day I sat down and I told myself, I have to get married. You people heard Apostle Kola Wole that day. He had always been disturbing me to get. In fact, there are times I don't pick his call because I know his marriage. One day I sat down thinking, I said, what am I actually waiting for? This thing I'm running away, one day I will do it. But I should not have my first son at 12 when I'm 65. Would that be nice? Your first son is in SS1. You are getting to 70. When your first son is graduating from university, you are 83. Does it make any sense? As I'm standing here, if Shakina graduates from the university, they'll be asking whether is my younger sister. If baby Jesus graduates, they'll be asking whether he is my younger brother. You know, my boy's name is Baby Jesus. It's coming soon. It's in the stomach. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, take. That's how we got the first one. We laid hands and it came out. Second one too, we lay hands. Do you understand? We can't do those rubbish. We're from the tribe of Joseph. Hallelujah to Jesus. Young men, are you listening to me? Thank you, thank you. The lady looks so shy. Thank you. You can go and sit. Amen. So young men, are you listening to me? That's why I'm happy now that young men want to get married in this church. I was talking to, I think even him, he's shaking, they are shaking him. They are congratulating him. I was talking to him, he told me he wants to get married next year. I think so. Next year. I said, I hope he's not that kind of Pastor Emma get married. You know, there was a season Pastor Emma told us we'll get married 2020. It now became 2021. Why did he even get married? What year? 2020 what? 2. No, he started trying to get married 2018. Not 2018. You just wake up and say, I want to marry this year. This year is in our love, this and next year. Let's say this and next upper year. Even the year he wanted to marry, he wanted to postpone it to next year. I said, no, that curse will be broken this year. He met me that he wanted to get married. That is Godwin. I said, you want to get married? Where's your spouse? No spouse. He said, Sabo, I want to marry early. I said, no problem, marry early. If you want to marry the wind, you can marry the wind. Or to marry the air, but you are permitted to marry early. I like it when people want to marry early. I told Donald when he will marry already. I told them since when he will marry already. And I asked the question, all our sisters in church, who are you leaving them for? Let's be very practical. We are raising people for God. See how they are burning for the Lord. Tomorrow you allow them to marry importers from Dubai. Mazi from Anambra. Instead of you, you see what God told Moses? He said, don't allow these people to marry outside the camp. So that my people will grow in strength and go and take over the land. That paints the picture, the way God thinks, isn't it? If our strength must be so much, we have to multiply from within. Koba akaba. Some people will say, I'm saying, I'm preaching everybody should marry their church members. If you are seeing it like that, no problem. So let everybody go and marry their church members. So that church will grow. But that's not the point. It's about marrying somebody that you think like. Because if you want to do this ministry, the person has to be thinking like you. If Pastor K is not Pastor Anne's wife, she would have not probably been in church today. She's standing up and going to She's standing up to go to church and Pastor K will be like, where are you going to? No, it's too much. Sit here. But see him in the church. See her in the church. See Pastor Emma in the church. See his wife in the church. Pastor Peter is in the church. His wife is in the church. Celebrate Jesus. I'm not called kingdom marriage. You are in church. Your wife is in what? I'm in church. My wife is in what? My baby is in what? Tell me how though, because to be children. I heard somebody asking Dr. Paul, say, how did you make all your children godly? He said, how will they be ungodly? Where is the permission? They have venue for ungodliness. They are seeing their father declare fasting. They have to fast whether they are in the state of fasting or not. Every time they are packing them with uncle to church, you know that man likes uncle. You know, I saw one video of Pastor Iron. He dressed with, I think, color green everywhere, the same color everywhere with the shoe. Then while he was preaching, somebody sent him a message. Say, Papa, nice dressing. You are in the power nature vibe today. I like the power nature vibe. He said he cannot hold this message. He has to say, who is the person that is sending me a message that I'm having power nature vibe today? Because he's wearing the whole color plus the shoe. The same color. It's a man's style. He now say, how will my children not be spiritual? People that are coming to church and, you know, but imagine you went and married exporter, importer. And you are wondering why your daughter does not like God, why your son, yeah, it's not possible if you marry the right way. Let me say one hard truth Church, listen to me. If you don't know somebody's walk with God, if you are not sure, if you don't marry that person. If you don't know who that person submits to spiritually, don't marry that person. There must be somebody that can call him to order. Are you listening to me? Ladies are not answering me. Are you listening to me? You better reply me before you marry rubbish. I'm telling you the truth. Don't make that mistake. Are you here? A lot of men will not like me for this truth. But it's the truth anyways. Can a man marry a woman he is older than, even if it's just a few months? Can someone with a GPA of 3.0 reach a CGPA of 5.0? It depends on your level. If you're in 400 level, you need a serious intervention from heaven. It's almost impossible. It's more like carrying your child who is outside and putting her back in your stomach. But if you're in 100 level and 200 level, you can do that. But if you're in 400 level, the Lord be with you. And for the first question, so work hard in submission. When you work hard, you can achieve it. At 100 level and 200 level. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You can achieve it. Just walk up. Believe that you can get it. See it. Walk towards it. Can a man marry a woman? No. I believe for God to say the man should come first simply means that the man should be older. He created both of them the same time in the realm of the spirit, but he brought the man first. Even Paul speaking to Timothy, he said, for the man came first before the woman. When you marry a woman that is older than you, there must be consequences. I don't know for people that have married like that. I can't tell. But I feel there should be consequences. Because I saw in scripture and God's wisdom entails that the man should be older. Are we together? Some of you are firstborn. How has your secondborn respected you? Talk less that you are marrying somebody that is your secondborn mate. Imagine you are firstborn lady in the house. You tell Junior, my friend, sit here. Deborah, sit there. Then you are marrying Junior Smith. And anytime you look at him, he reminds you of your junior brother. How will you call him Lord? He's now quoting you scripture. Abraham, Sarah called Abraham her Lord. He said, no, you'll be my junior. A time may come like that. I'm telling you the truth. Spare me all those Western cultural beliefs. I don't believe, according to scripture, that God wants a woman to be older than a man. Are you all listening to me? I know some of you are waiting for me to say this thing again. I'm saying it again. I don't believe in it. And I believe that if you are in such a relationship, it's not God's will. That's my perspective. Other people have. So you can choose. You have a choice to choose. But I think it's not right according to God's wisdom. No matter how the woman try, I don't think it will be okay. But you see this last example I gave about herself and Godwin, Sister Cynthia and Godwin. It will solve many, this problem we're having now, it will solve it. It will solve it. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It will solve it. One time I was talking to a young man, he said, you are dating your classmate in school. How are you thinking it will work? Who told you that your classmate cannot marry you? Why do you think like that? I and my wife graduated the same time. The same year. And she's my wife. Is it making sense to you? God can bless somebody. He can just change somebody's story. And sometimes don't be waiting for that blessing. Marry what you are seeing. And grow with the person. Don't allow social media to deceive you. That this Valentine night you are seeing cars. They are carrying it to drop in people's house. It's social media. In this Makodi, where have you seen anywhere that they give car? It's social media. Don't allow this thing, these lies enter your head. Who is giving anybody car? Have you seen it's your go-go eye? Now the man carry car to his lady's gate. And they open and say, happy birthday. Then you send it to your boyfriend. You send that Benz to your boyfriend. Your father has Corolla. Let's be sincere. I heard the pastor preaching, the Cameroonian pastor. Ladies, all of you are buying iPhone 17, telling your boyfriend to buy you iPhone 18, blah, 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 blah. He said, does your father have the money to buy that phone? I said, which kind of preacher is this one? You are being too real, preacher. Carry your iPhone 6 and be humble. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Hold your iPhone there. Don't be under pressure. Some of you, as we are talking now, you're under pressure to change phone. Why? The one you have now, what have you done with it? Will you be able to apply for better things and better jobs with the iPhone? Even the picture. What kind of picture do you want to snap? You want to see your spirit in your body. You want to see it. Then TikTok. You put it. Calm down. That money you want to use to change phone, buy crypto, buy a coin. Or if you cannot buy a coin, sow it in the kingdom. Partner. When last did you partner, sister? When? And you want God to give you a kingdom man. You know the partner. God should give you a kingdom man, a kingdom tycoon. The Lord, my husband is prospering in the name of Jesus. He walks on gold. He walks on gold. You are not creating an atmosphere, a situation that can allow you to walk on that gold with that man. I'm not hearing word, pastor, word. So don't put yourself under stress, right? One time somebody bought iPhone, is it 13? At that time it was the latest. I called the person to my office. I said, why will you buy such a phone? Sister, I said, go and sell it and keep the money and do other investment in your life. I said, you're not being wise. Then I told him, go and buy land. I remember we priced land last year 3 million. Today we went to the area. They said the land there is 10 million. Last. 10 million from 3 million. Like magic. We went to get land with my wife somewhere for 2.5 million. When we're talking there, they said the land, they bought it for 500,000. And I'm 19. I said, no, it's 250 million. I bought my own. They say when? She was calling 218. And now it's 2.5. When the man sold it 2.5, he now heard that the land is actually 5 million, but he has signed the agreement. People around are selling what they bought 250 for 5 million. And you are asking God, why am I broke? Why me, God? Why not you? You have iPhone 17. You are looking for data. From who? You are looking for who will sub for you. Me that went and bought Infinix Pro Max. Maybe I don't have sense. Abi? Make good investment. Is that okay? Great insight. Is it advisable to marry a lady that is having anger issues? And me, myself, I also have it. Wahala. When there's a misunderstanding, she always belittle me. And it sometimes turns violence. I guess he's trying to say it turns into violence. Why is Shama going out since? Where did you go? Where? Eh? What? You have nose problem. You can go. You can go. You are blessed. Go. Is it advisable to continue with the relationship or break out? The relationship is a 2 year plus. Already, it does not matter whether it's 2 years. Listen carefully. You are having anger issues. The lady is having anger issues. That's a bloody issue. So two of you have to go your separate ways to work on your anger issues. If not, one day blood will flow. Teeth will surplus. Is that okay? You need to give yourself some break. Or break out entirely. Are you listening to me? And I perceive this relationship was never inspired by the Holy Ghost. He did not hear God. Because if he heard God, he will not tell you when you have anger issues to enter into a relationship with an anger woman. Shakam. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yes. Because God knows you have anger issues. You will not lead to a woman with anger. God won't kill you. She belittles you. Ah, you don't need such an atmosphere. My brother, even if it's 22 years, break out now. Your salvation has come. And break out kindly. Don't go and tell her you have anger issues. I cannot continue. You have confessed. Go and tell her we have anger issues. We cannot continue. Don't go and present yourself like a good person. Good evening, Daddy. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you. If as an unbeliever, one gets married and then discover probably after giving his or her life to Christ, is it right for the person to remarry? The person discussed this due to a serious issue they had with his wife. Even marriages that were hearing God, you still so have issues too. But for your case now, it is different. You are married. The relationship is blessed. Huh? As long as people are married, continue. You don't need to hear God again. That's your wife. Just continue. Don't hear God. Don't hear. What did I say? No, hear God again. God has been speaking on your head. All right. You will make everything. Just pray in tongues very well. You will make the situation work for your. You just need to be a very consistent Christian so that he can, through you, change your wife. All right. All right. There's grace for those kind of things. But for you now, that will hear this and say, "Hey, I don't learn something now. Make I go marry me, God." You are going to be in trouble. God will show you shaking. Sir, I hope I answered that question. There's a natural tendency for ladies to be indecisive and be swayed by emotions, feelings, or emotions through feelings, not rational thinking. If a lady acts so in relationships, they are acting yes, saying no, vice versa. Is it okay? In a godly relationship, to have other options to hedge against the ultimate risk. I like this guy. I wish I can see him and shake him. I like the way he thinks. And I think you'll be a good preacher if you are. You best meet me after church. Let's discuss pastoring in this church. Amen. You know, he said, ladies sometimes are moved by their emotions. They can be swayed by their emotions, their feelings. Not rational thinking. They don't think. You see a lady crying. I know you are the right person, but she's crying for a wrong person. Lord, is he the one? I'm sure that's where that brother is right now. He's saying even Christian ladies, they will see me with everything I have in God, probably. My walk with the Spirit. And be having unbelievers as option. Maybe that's what he's saying. He says, is it okay to have other options in case this one fail? Because probably he's seeing that this is babies liking other people. Brother, if you are in a relationship with a lady and she's liking other people, leave her now. Now. You can send a breakup message now. If you are sure about her liking other people, leave her. What did I say? You can't be liking me and another me. For me, service was don't smile at other guys. My wife does not smile at other guys. Why will you smile? Why would you just see another person and start smiling? Mama T, carry, go. Leave me and Shekinah. Go! I should be the source of your joy. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I'm just joking. But what I'm trying to say is that she should always be happy with you. Not that she does not want you around her. You are dating a lady that she will tell you, don't come around, my friends are coming later. No, please. They go front, no stop. I deal with their Abigail. No stop. They go insult me, Keep on moving. A lady that's ashamed of you. See, being in a relationship with somebody that you are free with. I don't mean unnecessary free when you go and kiss. That's not what I'm talking about. I mean free the right way. I mean you dress wrongly.
with so much confidence. You come with maroon and sky blue. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And you wear a green boots. I just enter church and stand. And everybody's ashamed of how you are looking. I already came and said, oh my dear, you look wonderful. But is you dressing bad? Oh. She did not say, idiot, what kind of stupid, you are embarrassing me. No, that's not the lady to be with. Some ladies are ashamed of the people God have given them. You think every man God gives you will know how to dress? He will know how to preach and may not know how to dress. He's breaking the word of God. You are happy till he now wears his clothes on Sunday and come. And he's leading prayer. He says, oh God, what did I do to you? If I no wear that ox blood red for that green, if I no wear ram, what did God say, ox blood red, green, and brown coat? Which kind of dress is that one? Now, wow. And he's doing balagada, 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 balagada. You are angry. Why people are in the spirit? You advise him. Are you listening to me? Benjamin, is it my talk that is making you laugh like this? So are you putting your hand on your head? You advise him. Are you listening to me? It's not nice. Me too, I don't accept that dressing. It's an embarrassment. But advise him. You can meet him after church. Hello there. How you were so good today the way you were communicating. You know? See, our ladies have seen it like film trick. But the way you dress. Forget all those friends that say, hey, now, wow, now your guy. You see Anita guy today? Jesus Christ. Hey, don't not shake like this. Anita, which guy passing me that way? That's where the anger has to come from most ladies. You have to be proud of your man. Are you listening to me? Proud of your man. All right? So, young man, don't do side chick. Don't do what? Don't have other options. And for ladies too, don't do that. Don't have one guy and you have other options. Should in case this one failed, one ticket to enter. It's wrong. In Christ, you put all of your eggs in one. Sir, a couple is falling online. He's my elder brother. you would have not written it like this. Well, we will not know. He has mental issues because of this. Wow. This question you ask me, I wish my wife would answer it. But it's so deep. So let the man answer it. I've never answered this kind of question. And I need you to tighten your seatbelt. Is that okay? Please tighten your seatbelt. And nobody should laugh. Are we promising each other that? I'm seeing like you people want to laugh. But please allow me to be focused so that I will say all the question. Now, calm down. Is oral sex in marriage a sin? If it's not, then is the lady only supposed to give the... My God. Pastor Ed, come and read this question. No, give Pastor Emma, you don't even know how to read it. They are not married. Pastor Emma, read the question for us.
Hallelujah. God.
If you don't know what they are talking about, you better be closing your ear. You see, I don't know how to explain anything. No.
Is oral sex in marriage a sin? If it's not, then... Number two, is the lady only supposed to give the husband oral sex and not receive it in return? If the husband says giving his wife oral sex in return is sin, does she have the right to having sex with him?
Does she have the right to having the cause with the same man? Is that the question?
Does she have the right to sex, having sex with him?
To stop having... Okay. So, I think we all understand this question, isn't it? No, not Mike. Huh?
Sorry? Yeah, the one that asked the question. Well, it's not the one. Amen. Nobody in this world will ever agree they asked this question in the first place. So let's not even go there, because if we look for that person till Jesus come. Oh, this pastor work is not a small work. People are seeing question, man. We're just doing Valentine till this question came. Now this Valentine has entered another level. Alright, so I'm going to answer in parables. If you are, since they say you are watching, it is, or it's not a sin. Alright? It's not a, there's no scriptural prescription to how that should happen. I wish you were not hearing this from my mouth. But it is not a sin, because the Bible never taught of how it should happen. In fact, if you read the book of Songs of Solomon, you'll be so shocked. The guy was talking about my goodness. You know, there was a preacher one time that says women should feed their husband. Have you seen that video before? The Lord give you understanding. Because he read it in the book of Solomon, Songs of Solomon. So it is not a sin. And if the man believes it's a sin, then the wife should not do that. If the man believes it's a sin, the wife should not what? Finish. Is that not simple? Because you cannot claim that it's a sin and you want it. You are being funny. Are we together? Very fast, we are done from that question. I really don't know why you are clapping. Or how do I prove to someone? How do I prove to someone wants to enjoy and flex as a young person by abusing alcohol, smoking? How do I prove to someone? That's the first thing I saw. And the second is, wants to enjoy and flex as a young person by abusing alcohol, smoking, having sex for fun outside marriage, and using hard drugs. That kind of life is sure a ticket to destruction, right, Pastor?
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.